Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. This is the Hagman Report for today. It is Wednesday, August 10th, 2022. Want to welcome everyone. Want to thank you so much for joining us, this platform. Thank you for your belief and trust in us. Right now, I'm going to bring on with me a gentleman who's going to be riding the entire show with me, of course, Randy Taylor. Randy Taylor at HagmanReport.com. I'm going to bring him on, and we're going to engage in some discussion because we need to talk. Folks, we need to talk. Randy, how are you?
I'm doing quite good today, sir. How are you?
Harried, as you well know.
Yes, sir. And you've had a hectic day, my friend.
Yes. And about that, okay. So let me tell everyone a little story and take this for what you will. Some will say, well, that's really not evidence. It's anecdotal evidence. But I do have a certified public accountant I use for taxes and for business purposes and quarterly taxes, payroll taxes, taxes on, you know, your breath and your anything. Okay. I mean, but you have to have somebody responsible to oversee the proper application of taxes and money and such. Okay. And so I had a meeting set up earlier today with him, and it was only supposed to last really 30 minutes. Or most of the meetings last that long. And this one lasted 2.5 hours longer. I held up that man. I held up Eric the tech because I thought I'd be back long before any recording.
And I almost left.
Yeah.
We were going to go out drinking.
Yeah.
You too.
I could have drove to Randy the amount of time that you were late.
You know, that's true. You could have. And you don't even know what foxhole he's in. But
I'm glad the accountant's taking care of you, though. But continue.
But here's the thing. I want everyone to know about this. Okay, so he said, I'm going to, because he knows me. I've known this man all my life, okay? I wouldn't say I grew up with him, but I've known him since high school, after high school. And in fact, he taught Joe. He coached Joe on for baseball in Little League. And we were talking about events, and he said, you know, I'm going to tell you something. He said, your taxes, there better not be one errant number, one errant anything on the forms. And I'm going to make sure for you but that they're accurate. But that's not going to guarantee you that you won't get audited. And I said, what do you mean? He said, to his knowledge, everyone, every client, the firms, and other CPAs that he knows, any client, and business owner, in particular business owners, have been audited for no other reason, or their only common factor was their opposition to the election of Joe Biden, and these people weren't even there on January 6th at the Capitol, but they were speaking in support of the January 6th members of the January 6th. So the takeaway is this, in my view anyway, and I'm going to get Randy's take on this as well. The takeaway is this. We have a weaponized IRS system. We've seen this before with Lois Lerner, the Tea Party. She would just hang, you know, hold up the 501c3 process applications, which we are not, and we would never be a 501c3. Not that there's anything wrong with that, from Seinfeld, of course. But the fact of the matter is, we don't want the government to tell us what to do, or what we can't say. So we are a for-profit corporation. We have to be. The corporate status gives us insulation. The non-501c3 gives us the ability to speak without any fear of repercussion from a 501c3 status that would restrict that speech. So therefore, but the reason I mention this is because which is why this took so very long, because we even went back through the quarterly filings, and the bottom line was this. We had to fix some quarterly filings just to make sure that they were conservative, on the conservative side, as opposed to on the reckless side, if that makes sense. I mean, just made sure everything was like done properly. So with
If you're a business, owner, you know exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, did that surprise you to hear that?
No, sir.
I didn't think so. What would surprise you anymore after this
week? Does anything surprise me anymore? No. After what I've witnessed this week, nothing is off the table, sir. Nothing.
You know, I felt so bad yesterday, Randy Taylor. I felt so bad. I was so very upset, and I still am upset. I don't even know what to say. You know what? I don't know what to say, except this is so wrong. Now, a couple of things that I'll tell you that I sent your way, and we can talk about any one of these things. In fact, you sent a video, which I spoke about yesterday. It was one of the first responses, a very visceral response by Dan Bongino. And I said, I didn't really care. My problem with Dan Bongino is he accepted the election without question. So, or you know, didn't want to get into that. But then so did so many other people as well. And if we nitpick, we may not, I guess we just might not be able to deal with anybody.
All this stuff that we see, and it's like you mentioned earlier, we get an email, somebody hates my guts and all that. Yep. That's cool. But here's the thing. We're all on the same team. We're all in the same boat. When this boat sinks, guess what? We're all going to be scrambling for life jackets. Okay? Hate me. Fine. If that's all I've done for you, okay, I'm sorry that you view what we're doing here as such a dismal failure, okay? But to write in an email and just say something even crappy about our staff is BS. We're out here busting our hump for you. Do you think there's big money in this or something? There's no money in this, okay? Oh, get it. Understand it, people. Okay. So when you got crappy comments, stick to crappy comments, write up your keister. That's where I'm at. Okay. We're out here trying to fight for you.
There you go.
We are fighting for us, because us and you are the same thing. We're called conservative Christian patriots. Okay. So take your little parlor games and your little whining and bitching and crying. Go get on the other team. Got no use for you. You will not degenerate this team. I'm you ungrateful son of a gun. That's all I'm going to say. So from me to you, and I'm not going to say your name, stuff it. Okay? Listen, we got bigger fish to fry here.
Yes, we do.
Bongino. What was good about him is I saw him. I was watching him right as this was happening.
Yes.
That man went bananas. He said something that is very, very important. We've been saying it. It's like when you gamble in a town and there's only one game. Yeah, maybe it's a crappy game, but it's the only game in town. And when we talk about voting in the 2022 election, and if we lose the houses, and you sat your little ass at home because you didn't want to vote, because you think it's a waste of time, I hope I never meet you. Because until something better presents itself, that's what we have to work with. Okay? And we wouldn't have this problem if more people, and you know who you are, had went out and voted for Trump instead of assuming that everyone else would. You know who you guys are. You know exactly who you are. I wouldn't do it in the 2022 election, because I'm going to tell you right now, if we don't get these turds out of these houses, you're not going to recognize this country.
Oh, amen.
Your Christmas is going to be very, very bad. You might as well suck it up, take your ass down there and vote. And if we lose, we lose. But at least we tried.
Yes.
When you meet your maker, you can say, I did everything legally available to me.
Because there's going to be the a day.
This is coming. This is coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
You better get out and vote, because not every state screwed up. It's okay, Ranger. Settle down. He's getting upset.
When Dad gets upset,
Big German Shepherd gets upset.
And Lady, the studio dog, was under my desk yesterday. Because
isn't it cool how they feed on our vibe?
Yep.
I kid you not. That, and don't ever mess with Lady. Let me tell you something. That little dog, she rip your arm off your body. I've known Doug for 20 years. And I went to shake his hand when I went to his house, and the dog almost took my arm off. So she must have growled and barked at me for an entire day before she was even going to accept the fact that I was there.
she gives my wife the stink eye. If my wife goes to hug me,
that's what I'm saying, like, man. That's a tough little cookie there.
Yeah.
God bless her. She's a great alarm system.
And you know what? Oh, hold that thought. This can't be all. Hang on a second here. Hold on a second. This can't be all business. Hold on. I just want to tell people real quick, since we were talking about our dogs. Folks, I don't get paid to do this, okay? But I've been meaning to do this. Lady has a tumor on her chest, okay? Which, it's a fatty tumor, okay? I've taken her to the doctor, and she may have to have it taken off, okay? She's just celebrated her 8th birthday. God love her. And she's my girl. But one thing I do, and one thing I've noticed, is when I feed her properly, and I'm talking about, I order a special food for her, but I also give her NuPro. I don't know if you can see that, if the camera can see that or not. NuPro, N-U-P-R-O. Yeah. Okay, this stuff, okay, if you have a dog, a cat, a hamster, you know, a python, I don't know, a Bengal tiger, I don't know. This stuff is what your ultimate multiple is to us. The best nutritional supplement for dogs on the planet is NuPro. Do me a favor. Order this for your dog, especially dogs, okay? Because I long-lived dogs. I want to see them live forever. Order this for your dog. They also have immune support. This is joint support. They've got all kinds of stuff. But this stuff makes a difference. NuPro, N-U-P-R-O. And the other
is that also high in protein?
Yes, yes. And okay. You can go to their website, which is NuPro.com. And again, I look, no one asked me to do this. I just love my dog. And you've got organic, everything organic here. Norwegian kelp. Glucosamine sulfate, vitamin C.
Right. It's not a bunch of preservatives, which they poisoned us for years with.
It says no artificial sugars or preservatives, no fillers, grain free, no corn, no wheat, no glutens, made with real liver. This is liver flavored, by the way. And,
grain free, you'd be surprised how much that affects dogs. Yeah. Grain is not necessarily their friend. We have the same problem with Ranger.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to be careful with grain and chicken. Chicken is another enemy of the dog.
Yes. Now that we got that commercial, but folks, tell them Doug Hagman, tell them the Hagman Report, Doug and Randy sent you. I'm telling you what, you'll notice a difference in their skin, their nails, their movements. If they have joint problems, oh my goodness, that's the best stuff. I've seen it work, and I ordered.
And nothing hurts. It always hurts when you look at your animal and you can tell they're in pain.
Oh,
just a little stiff this morning. And this is what you do. You use natural stuff for the dog, just like you would for yourself. But no, that's absolutely. Yeah. And if you ever see Lady, she's well taken care of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, she gains too much weight. And so she's
loved.
Yeah. I have her on a diet, which now she's not happy with me. But she sleeps in my bed. So, okay. And when I say my bed, I'm talking about my bed. This is like a 50s household, okay? My wife's got her bed. I got my bed. Okay. No, leave it. Anyway, I actually have to. So the bed is a little higher off the ground. So she'll put her paws up there and then look over at me like, are you going to help me? And I say, you can do it. Do it yourself. And she's like, you going to help me? So finally, you know, I'll go and I'll grab her right under her butt and then push her up. And she'll look at me and growl at me like, you know, don't do that. I can do it myself. Yep. Women.
They have pride. One cool thing about dogs, there is no self-pity. They have no self-pity.
And Ranger. Oh. Whoa.
There's a horse and a half for you.
All right.
That's a big boy. But, and he's conservative.
you know what? We're going to talk more about our pets because I think, you know, during this time that don't you, Randy Taylor, don't you find solace in yes. with pets?
Yep.
I do too.
Yep. And they understand more about you than you think they do.
Yep.
People say they don't understand what you said. I'm sorry. My dog understands exactly what I say. He's very, very intelligent. And to say otherwise would be ridiculous. These are your animals. God gave us these animals yep. for companionship. If you lost everybody else in your life, you still have your dog.
Yep, that's very true. And, you know.
And they'll die for you.
And they will die for you. That is true. I'm telling you, folks, if you live alone too, and if you're thinking about getting a pet, do that. Seriously, do it now. Okay. All right. So a couple of things. I want to touch base with you on this. Well, first, do we have that Bongino clip? All right. Let's play the Bongino clip first. And then I'm going to toss a couple of, we're going to toss back and forth some theories because a couple of things. Number one, FBI agents rifled through Melania's private wardrobe. I don't know how many people know that. If you've been watching the news or watching whatever, you'd know that. Number two, the FBI or Donald Trump came out and said he believes it's possible that the FBI planted devices or planted things, and I'll get into this, yep. Epic Times, which I wouldn't doubt that.
I would love to sweep his office for him.
Absolutely. In fact, we'll do it for
nothing.
Well, after today, I might have to charge him a little bit.
I'll bust out the briefcase and we can do it.
Yeah. So there's a lot to talk about, but let's go back to the initial reaction by Dan Bongino, which set the right conservative Christians stage, set the stage for
yeah.
their reaction.
Set the tone. Yeah, definitely.
All right, here it is.
This, I'm sure he'll hand it over, but you don't kick in the door. You do not kick in the door like that.
I just want to say in closing, listen, America, they're laughing at you. The left thinks this is hilarious. If you doubt me, just go to any of their goofy platforms, Twitter or elsewhere right now. They think this is hilarious.
Sorry, I wasn't laughing. I mean, listen, after the 2020 election results, we've seen our fair share of meltdowns, right? But the Fox News reaction to Trump's Mar-a-Lago home being raided by the FBI is next level.
Fox News alert, the FBI has raided former President Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago. Feds were executing a search warrant. President Trump issued a statement on the raid saying this: "These are dark times for our nation, as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large..." I'm sure he'll hand it over, but you don't kick in the door. You do not kick in the door like that.
I think we have to also take this as now... There's a likelihood that they're going to try to bring a federal indictment against former President Trump.
Yeah, it's a really scary evening. Let's go to Dan Bongino, the host of Unfiltered on Saturday Night. Dan, your quick emotional reaction. I think everyone's a little emotional here about this raid.
Yeah, I mean, you think this is some third world bullshit right here. Let me say it again. Third world bullshit. I mean, every word of that. I don't care that it's cable news. I just want to say in closing, listen, America, they're laughing at you. The left thinks this is hilarious. If you doubt me, just go to any of their goofy platforms, Twitter or elsewhere right now. They think this is hilarious.
Absolutely enrage the country, especially the Republican base, a base that is clearly behind the ex-president. You look at the CPAC straw poll dominating it. You look at the straw poll they did for the Turning Point event. He dominated it. He is clearly the front runner.
Actually, as something to bludgeon people who disagree with them politically, you're undermining our institutions. This is undermining our faith in the not only the peaceful transfer of power, but in the executive arm of the government under an opposition party, not to act like the Stasi, not to act like the secret police that we've seen in totalitarian regimes. This is crazy. I mean, everyone has to understand they ordered a raid on former President Trump's home based on what? In what world would they not have been able to go to court and get the documents that they want? In what world? I mean, what's next? But look, they did this. Remember?
All right, Randy Taylor, that wasn't the clip I was expecting, but what can I tell
you? No, that wasn't that, but it gets the point across. What I was curious about is if you have a Secret Service sitting there protecting the property, I personally, if I was Secret Service, I wouldn't have let the FBI in.
Okay, so folks that don't know Randy Taylor, I'm not going to tell you much except to say that he knows the process. Okay, so start to finish, what are your thoughts and comments about this? Start to finish.
Sir, I think one, it was unreasonable. That is how you would treat a criminal. This is normally a process. Now let's just go on the pretense of what they've said. They said they were after documents that should have been turned in. Let's talk about that. President Trump and ex-President Trump, but President Trump also had the power to classify and declassify. So every one of those documents are in those boxes. He may have declassified. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you this. It had nothing to do with those documents. They're looking for stuff for January 6th. This is simply an extension of what Dan Bongino called bullshit, because that's exactly what it is. They're trying to blacken this man's name.
Dan,
Here's the cool part. They're panicking. They wouldn't have done that unless they know they're in trouble in November. And they're searching it. And they're also the part that kind of torques me. They should know this man better. One, if he's got it and if he's hiding it, you ain't going to find it. Period. Whatever this magical thing is that they're looking for. I honestly think this has entirely to do with January 6th. It could be some documents. I think, as Doug said, I think they have now tapped the property. I think he's under wire surveillance. And here's the part that kills me. They already were proven to be wrong. They would have gone after Donald Trump for years. The man's out of office. And they're still after him. Doesn't that tell you something? And they're trying to make him out like he's some kind of white supremacist, KKK, Hitler-esque bad guy. But he's not. It is the one person that sat in that Oval Office since, and I say this since Reagan, I worked under Reagan, that loves his country.
Amen, brother.
You can say bad things about the man, but even the left says they wish that their leaders love the country as much as Donald Trump loves the country.
You know, yes.
There's a million things he could be doing, Doug.
We found the original clip, and I apologize for, again, over talking you, but
let's do it. Let's play it.
Because the visceral reaction is true and I think representative of the population of Christian conservatives, even ideological conservatives.
I would say 90% of the conservative base.
Yes, I agree. All right, so here it is. It's about almost 4 minutes, but it's worth it. Here it is.
Dan, your quick emotional reaction. I think everyone's a little emotional here about this raid.
Yeah, I mean, you think this is some third world bullshit right here. Let me say it again. Third world bullshit. I mean, every word of that. I don't care that it's cable news. I was a federal agent. I raised my right hand and I swore to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And I love this country. This is a freaking disgrace. A disgrace. We don't live in Cuba. We don't live under Kim Jong-un. We live in a constitutional republic, a representative democracy. You have a bunch of FBI agents raiding the home of a former president because they don't like his politics? Are you kidding me? You've spent this whole show, Jesse, and I've spent my entire time either on Fox or on my podcast exposing the left for claiming Russia interfered in the election as Hillary Clinton paid off a bunch of foreign agents, her team, literally to fabricate a story that occupied the nation for 4 years. What's she doing right now? Getting a manicure in freaking Chappaqua. She's not doing squat. Nothing. Hunter Biden is having sex on tape while doing crack. While doing crack. And what is he doing? He's living in a Malibu mansion. And yet the president, the former president, who, whether you agree with him or not on his claims about the election, whether you agree or not, we still live in a country where you are allowed to challenge an election. There's even a process, the ECA, the Electoral Count Act. You may not like it, but it's a process. How do I know it's a process? Because some people are trying to reform it. You may not like it, but now you send the FBI. Let me tell you something. I have paid due deference to the FBI for a long time, and a lot of listeners didn't like it because I work with some very good people over there who have since retired. The management of the FBI has now shredded any single shred sliver of credibility this agency had left. Nobody will take them seriously from this point on. It is over. You've heard the examples. Stone, Manafort, Cohen, over and over. Are they good guys? Are they bad guys? I don't know. I don't care. I don't know them. All I'm telling you is you cannot tell me we still live in a constitutional republic and not the freaking third world when you have Hillary Clinton paying foreign agents to interfere with an election, people lying under oath repeatedly, Hunter Biden doing crack on tape. And what happens? Where are the federal agents? They're not in Malibu. They're not in Chappaqua. They're in Mar-a-Lago. This is some third world garbage that happened tonight. And I'm telling you, the FBI management, here's a solution. Last thing. We have now got to win in 2022. You have no choice now, folks. Oh, we don't like the swampy Republicans. I don't like them either. Republicans may not be the solution to your problems, but Democrats are certainly the cause of all your problems right now. If there was ever a clarion call to remove your ass from the seat and go vote in 2022, this is it. And there has to be not only hearings, but a total house cleaning at the top of the DOJ and the FBI. When the left is complaining about one firing, fire 10 more people the next day. And then when the New York Times starts crapping their diaper and whining about it, fire 100 more people the day after that. Until you can get people in there who aren't Republicans, who aren't Democrats, but who believe in our Constitution like I did. I was going to give my life to protect Barack Obama. I spent 2 years in his detail around the world's hot zones. So I'm not going to be lectured by some a-hole leftist about anything. They didn't see my kid crying as I was flying around the world to protect the guy they loved. He was the president. I did my job. This is freaking embarrassing. There should be a massive house cleaning. And I'm telling you, please, God, I am begging you to vote in 2022, or you might not recognize this place afterwards.
And there you go.
One thing that's coming up.
Go ahead and comment on that.
Oh, absolutely. He's absolutely right. The people that are saying screw the voting and all that, they're also the ones saying, oh, well, we should, you know, just go start shooting Democrats and this. Vote. You can't make that call until after the election. You can't even make that call. This is all we have to work with is this election. And it's going to be under a lot of scrutiny, especially thanks to Donald Trump for exposing it. So it's going to be really interesting. It's going to be much more difficult for these leftist pigs to cheat than it's ever been. It's going to be harder now than it's ever been. There are people out there right now, secret squirreling it, getting ready just to nail a Democrat come voting time. Trust me, they're going to be under incredible scrutiny. Go down and help. Go down there and just stand there and watch. Do your part. Okay? Absolutely. You got to do something here. There's going to be more sheriffs involved. There's going to be a lot going on in November. But I'm going to tell you, if you sit home on your fat ass and you don't do anything, we're in deep trouble. We're already in deep trouble. And right now, that's the only provision we have that offers a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. Possibly. It might be a dismal disaster, but at least at the end of the day, you can say, I tried.
And you can be on your knees and say, God, I did everything.
Yes, Lord, Lord, I did everything. Now this is where we're at. Because one day we have to answer for this. Be smart. Don't be foolish. Be smart. Our lives depend on it. Our children's lives depend on it. Things have got to change around here. Well, these two faces you see here might be sitting in a freaking jail cell somewhere. I'm telling you, you don't know. There's things going on behind the scenes and stuff that we get little snippets of and things that we actually see we can't share with you. But they're coming for us. This is not a joke. This is not a joke.
They are coming for us.
They're coming. I'm telling you, there's telltale signs. When your mail arrives at your house and it's been opened, it's telltale signs. Okay, there's just things going on when you hear too many clicks on the phone line.
Gee, that never happens.
Yeah.
And
let me, one thing I want to touch about this lie that the FBI is telling, it really didn't have anything to do with those documents. And I'll tell you why. George Bush Sr. had a house full of documents.
And what do you think presidential libraries are for?
Thank you.
I mean,
and like I said, Trump had that power to classify, declassify.
Right.
And I'm sorry, if I was Secret Service, I wouldn't have let the FBI in.
Okay.
I would have told him flat at the gate, kiss my butt.
Your experience, let's talk about this, because how this went down, I'm a little curious. The FBI did not give the Secret Service very much notice.
45 minutes.
Okay. So. 45 minutes in the dark of morning, right? Okay. So what do you think transpired during that 45 minutes?
I think they tore a lot of stuff apart, but I'll be honest with you. I think that there's more stuff in the house now than there ever was. I think that they're going to make a discovery. Also, remember this, when they removed a box, we don't know what they put in the box. We don't know what was added to the box once it gets to FBI headquarters. These people are not exactly the beacon of honesty.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh. Listen, I want to be really clear on this. I worked with great FBI agents. I did. I worked with some fantastic analysts. FBI. They're long gone. They're long gone. They got disgusted with their own organization and left. And those were people that there was no doubt in my mind that they loved this country. And when the ones I dealt with, I kid you not, when it came to the Constitution, due process and all of that, they were on the ball. They did it the way it was supposed to be done, or I wouldn't have hung out with them. When Barack Hussein Obama, the Muslim, okay, neo-Nazi, came to office, things changed.
And he's still there.
And the FBI really, if you were anywhere near them, working with them, talking with them, the change that happened when Obama came into office is the reason I quit doing what I was doing. I couldn't do it anymore.
But let me ask you this, okay, as if I'm interviewing you, because I want to know this, because you and I worked together post-1993 World Trade Center bombing, when we know the FBI had a hand in providing the components for the explosives for that horrible event in 1993, then Oklahoma City, then 9/11. Okay, post 9/11. Okay, that's when you and I met, and we began doing what we were doing. Okay, now at that time, so here's my question to you: you, in fact, I think you were the one that told me this. Very top, he said, very top man. You know, they're not worth anything. However, the people that are actually working for this country, you'll know who they are, and there are plenty still, or there are plenty there. Be careful who you trust, however. But so are you telling me that that top has pretty much disposed of the faithful to the Constitution?
Yes. Yeah. Those and some of the here's what used to break my heart. Because a lot of them, you know, we had personal relationships too. You know, I mean, we talked and this and that. And when a FBI agent has got like 26 years in, doesn't know what to do, sitting there and he's contemplating, all he has to do is four more years, full retirement, and he's ready to walk now. Think about that. You gave 26 years of your life and you can't stand to do another day with these people. That should tell you something. That should tell you something. That institution, we can't fix it. It has to be absolutely dismantled and start over. I would even give it a different name. Because right now, it's not even the FBI. It's the FSB is what you're dealing with. We have a weaponized, they have managed to weaponize the most powerful law enforcement tool in the land. The FBI, when you were a little kid, were supposed to be your heroes. I want to grow up and be an FBI agent. Man, if I heard a kid say that today, I'd say, oh, no, you don't. No, we're in deep trouble with that kind of stuff. These people, the part I don't understand, and this really bothers me, is the Democrats that are watching this need to realize that precedents are being set. It could be them next time.
Did you ever think by their actions, they don't believe they're ever going to leave power?
Yeah. Yeah. They're acting like it's a dictatorship. What they remind me of, remember Saddam when he took over, how he brought all those people to the arena or whatever, and one by one had them taken out and shot.
Yeah.
That's where we're heading.
Okay.
That's where we're heading. Because let's say they came to arrest me tomorrow. One, it'd be a big mistake because I'll freaking expose you. I got things y'all, with you guys, FBI, if you're listening, you don't mess with that guy there and you stay the hell away from me. I will cook your goose.
Oh, I know that.
I will cook your goose.
Now,
I will make you look to that like end. The jackasses you are, because I've got you. I've got some of your top guys in phone conversations with me. But you know what? Maybe I couldn't produce that in court, but I damn sure put it on the air.
So people are going to say, well, why don't you do it anyway?
No.
See, well, why don't you do it now?
You don't throw down your ace.
Ah.
You do not throw down your ace. There's going to be a time and a day when I get to play that and I get to say everything that's on those tapes.
Okay.
And they're not going to be able to deny it, because you know what? Those dumbasses identify themselves. One by one.
Yep. Well, okay.
Stay away from Doug. Stay away from Doug.
And stay away from
our. Stay away from me. Stay away from my family or anybody that's associated with this show.
Amen.
I'm just telling you. You want to make a big event? We make a big event.
You know, I don't know all what Randy Taylor has. I know a little bit, and from the little bit I know of, and I'm sure it's the least problematic. It's problematic. So, yeah.
Oh, and there's more than one copy. So,
right.
And because I'll be honest with you, Doug. Okay. I know people have been in my house before. I know that. I'm not stupid.
Yeah. Leave my gloves.
Guess what? I'm the old fashioned guy that still puts a piece of tape on a door.
Yeah. You know,
I'm old school.
Always work. Yeah.
I'm old school.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you better.
Yeah, I mean, they work. It's amazing. Those so-called tricks still work. I want you to, I found this. Jack Posobiec today had a two-minute broadcast, Human Events, about the FBI. I don't think you heard this. I want to get your opinion, again, like I'm interviewing you, on this, about the FBI, from Jack Posobiec. Because I think that this right now is a good time for this. So, do you mind? Is
it
okay?
No, all do right. it, man. Right. Let's do it. All right. Anything to roast those dudes.
Man. All right. Jack Posobiec, again, a friend of mine and a friend of the show, had a great time with him in Washington, D.C., him and his wife and his lovely family. And they're good people. So here's Jack, Human Events from today.
What did you know about the FBI? And folks, I just like to say before I start this, I am of sound mind and body. I love my family. I love my life. I am not exhibiting any mental disorders. I am currently 16 years sober. So I do not have any drugs or alcohol in my system from 16 years ago, right? All right, let's begin. Did you know the church committee hearings admitted that the FBI had 2,000 members of the KKK working for them nationwide? Did you know the 28 pages showed that two of the 9/11 hijackers were tied to Saudi intelligence and rented a room from an FBI informant in California before the attacks? The director of the FBI who kept this covered up for years? Robert Mueller. Did you know the FBI lied about the shooting first in the Lavoie-Finicum case? They tried to cover up the shooting by picking up their casings. One FBI agent was put on trial for the cover-up, but a Portland jury acquitted him. Did you know the Pulse nightclub's gunman was was an FBI informant for more than a decade? Prior to the 2016 mass shooting, they knew the son was a threat, but they did nothing. And James Comey vowed to get to the bottom of this. He never did. Did you know? In 2005, Jeffrey Epstein was under an 11-month FBI investigation. 40 underage girls at the time alleged that Epstein assaulted them. After Epstein gave information to the FBI, federal charges were dropped. Who was the head of the FBI then? Robert Mueller. Did you know the Boston bombers were well known to the FBI? The older brother traveled to and from Dagestan without a passport while on multiple watch lists. Did you know police in a Boston suburb found a pressure cooker bomb factory in the home of Daniel Morley just 2 months after the Boston Marathon bombing while investigating a domestic disturbance? But the FBI suddenly got involved in the case and no charges were ever filed. Go ask the Boston police about that one. And then finally, did you know there is a video of the Boston bombers placing the bombs at the Marathon site? Yet there is no direct evidence linking them to the bombing, the building of the bombs. The FBI reported the devices were highly sophisticated, yet James Comey has never explained them. What?
So there you have it. Your thoughts? No surprise, right?
No, there's no. He's not lying. He's not lying. People, you have to understand, when you deal with these people, you see the things they do. And you see violations of rights that you just wouldn't believe. The FBI, in fact, if you go back and you really look at their terror arrest, we're going to say Middle Eastern terrorist arrest, say since 2001, every single one of them, they had an FBI guy in there and that took the plan to fruition. Like those retards they had down there in Miami. I don't know if you remember that. Yep. A group of guys in Miami that, I don't know, they were supposed to be the terrorists. Yep. And it was after 9/11. And those guys couldn't tie their shoes. Okay? Those idiots couldn't make it to lunch and back without hurting themselves. And every time that there's supposed to be a supposed bomb, where's the bomb come from? It's supplied by the FBI, inert or not. They bring the bomb to the party. I call that entrapment. I call that crap. Go catch some real terrorists, like the ones working in your ranks. Let me tell you something. People, don't trust the FBI. Do not trust them. If they come to your house, do not let them set foot inside the home. Do not go outside. You talk to them at the door. You are firmly in your residence. They are firmly standing outside. Keep it that way. Because they can't do anything until they come in that house. And they either come in with your permission or with a warrant. There's your little tip. Okay? Don't let them in.
Amen.
I mean, there's some... I'm so damn mad. I want to explode. Yeah, I have a belief system. I believe in God. I used to believe in my country. And I always believed that good would always overcome evil. All of those have been challenged. Okay, I accept that I still love my God. The people that you thought you could count on, you can't. And I'm going to tell you another thing. A lot of those people, and I only say this because it's sad, but some of the people that were arrested, I'm sure, on January 6th, turncoated. Some of them did. Because the FBI has way too much information. Okay, so we have people in our ranks. I'm not saying a dog and I, but there's people in your ranks, people that you should be able to trust or you thought you could trust. Reevaluate those, okay? Just look at them again is all I'm asking you. Right now, you need to go secret squirrel, all of you. Okay? Tell you a little story. Up in Canada, when they had that trucker convoy in Ottawa.
Yes.
People that saw the truckers, believed in what they were doing, and sent $5 to them, had their bank accounts frozen. You think that's not going to happen here? You think they're not already doing it to people? Audits, bank freezes, just problems in general from a legal aspect. They're also trying to control the food.
Yep.
Once you control the population's food, you control the population. People want to eat first and foremost. Ladies and gentlemen, we got problems coming. And I'm not going to say that November of 2022 is going to solve all the problems. But if we don't at least try, yeah, one more time, get out there and try. You know why? Because if we kick ass, and we take the House and we take the Senate, there's no reason we can't take the presidency in 2024. Stop and think about that. Because all the little nuances and all the little caveats that allowed the Democrats to break every traditional rule of voting with drive-in ballots and boxes that they could stuff, it was the Congress that approved that. A Democrat-led Congress, right. Okay, which is like Alibaba and the 40 Thieves, all right? What if we have a GOP-controlled Congress? They're not the answer to all problems, but like Bongino said, the Democrats are certainly the source of all our problems. And right now, what you have in front of you is the lesser of all evils, okay?
That's a step toward no evil.
You got it. If we could clean those houses up, guess what? They can start cleaning up in-house. They can start cleaning up the nation. They could put a whole bunch of guidelines in place before November of 2024. Stop and think about it.
Yes.
A lot can happen. But we've got to at least try. Because if you didn't vote, and you come whining to me after November, I'm liable to slap you. You've got to vote. End of story. I know in some cases you're going to say, well, this is an exercise in futility. At least you're exercising. It's a right of yours. You have that right. You still vote. It's just like when you see the guy standing on the corner with his hand out asking for money. Most people will say, I'm not kidding you not. Most people will say, well, I'm not giving that to him because he's going to go buy alcohol with it or drugs. That's not your problem. Your problem is, and your challenge is, help the person. Once you place that dollar in their hand,
it's out of your hand.
They do what they do. Is not on you anymore. You abided by God's teachings and fed the hungry. If they go and buy a quart of beer with it, that's not on you. That's a stewardship issue. That's on them. Vote.
Amen to that.
That's your stewardship. That is good stewardship to go vote. And God speaks about stewardship in the Bible. If you have any questions, look it up. Stewardship is one of the biggest failures we have as Christians, okay? And churches. Churches don't talk about politics. You want to know why? Because they're afraid of having their tax-free status pulled. Let me share a little information about tax-free status, and I know this because I was a contractor. They don't have tax-free status on everything. It's only on tangible items. Hymnals, robes, things like that.
Right.
That's all they get a tax break on. And that shouldn't be enough to keep you from standing in the pulpit and preaching and leading your sheep. That's your job, ministers. Lead your sheep in the direction they are to go that honors the Lord. So forget about your little tax-free status and get fired up. Man, could you imagine if every Christian in the country got fired up? Fired up! They couldn't deal with us. They couldn't handle us. Quit sitting around and being a bunch of pansies and get out there and fight. And everybody can fight differently. That's the thing. I'm not asking you to pick up a weapon and go make an ass out of yourself because you're going to get slaughtered. Let's exhaust the resources first, because when someday, if they fail and we decide to move, I'm not moving with 12 people. I'm moving with 12 million people.
Can we get there? To town. Can we get there?
Yes, we can. I think we're that close. But these preachers need to get off their asses and start leading the sheep. If Amen they're going to be that. Sheep, don't send them to the slaughter that the government has designed for them. Send them to do something honorable, something that the Lord would be proud of. You're the preacher. What does your Bible tell you? I don't need to sit here and coach you. Get busy. We're not fighting the battle here. We're not going to win if it's just Doug and I fighting. We're not going to win. I'm wasting my breath. I'd rather go fishing. People. You got from now to November to get fired up. When you go down to vote, don't just do your vote and leave. Do your vote and stand outside. Watch what's going on. Go inside. Get as close to that voting process as you can. You monitor it. You got iPhones today. Take pictures. Take film. Take stuff that cannot be refuted. Raise hell if you have to. Verbally, don't assault anyone. But draw attention to a problem. If there's a problem, you say something. Don't go 2 days later. Well, I saw this guy dump ballots in there. I don't want to hear about it then. I want to hear about it the night it happened. And I want to know what you did about it.
There you go.
Okay? Quit. People, get tough. Get tough or get run over. Because that's what's coming.
It's lead follower get out of the way.
Trump,
yeah.
That's right. If they can do to Donald Trump what they did to former President Donald Trump, man, think about what they could do to you. But I'm going to tell you something else. There's safety in numbers, people. Out there by yourself, you're easy prey. And if they can do that to Donald Trump, they can do that to anybody. But listen, some of us are going to take hits. I know that. It's just like when you sign up to be in the Army, or you sign up to be in law enforcement. Not like law enforcement on January 6th, crying like little babies. But you sign a thing, you know you might be the one that takes the hit. When you go into combat, you don't know you're coming at the end of the day. It might be your day, man. Make peace with yourself, okay? Know you what you need to do every day is do like I do every day. You know, when I was laying on a table dying of a heart attack a few years back in the emergency room, you get a chance to review your life. I was not the least bit concerned about beating my God. Not at all.
Explain you know, that. To
I,
me.
I was peaceful.
Oh, I was okay. Peaceful. Okay. All right. I knew, want to make sure where you're at with that. All right.
No, I knew, you know, I got things in life I have to answer for. I know that.
Right.
But I also have a personal relationship with Lord Jesus Christ. And he does forgive. And I've done things wrong in my life. I've seen wrong. I've walked away from wrong. I'm not even going to get into details. I know that I have to answer for things. But I also want him, by the end of that conversation, I want the Lord to say, job well done. That's what I want.
You know,
it's that simple, man.
All right.
It's that simple.
From your dressing down of the Christian church, which I believe is warranted, to telling other people to do things, which again I believe is warranted. There was an article that appeared, and I want to everyone, man, you've got to pay attention to this, folks, in the Daily Mail. And that was earlier today. The title is this, and it's on your screen if you're watching this on Rumble or on Brighteon. Locked and Loaded, Palm Beach police have received intelligence warning that armed pro-Trump protesters are planning to descend on Mar-a-Lago following FBI raid. Okay. This, Randy Taylor, this folds right over into what you were talking about earlier, about people near you, about the FBI around you, the informants, the people that will sell you out. That's not, I'm not saying you should do that in terms of, you know, going down there with, armed, but they're setting this up. They're setting up the narrative here, aren't they?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's already being planned out that this is like when they were calling us white supremacists.
Yeah,
that's the only thing missing from that paragraph there. Listen, the odds are stacked against us, but you know what? I'm cool with that. Stack the odds. All right. I'm still going to kick the crap out of you. Sooner or later, we're going to win, but you got to get in there and fight, man. You got to. And I get tons of emails from tons of people. Okay. And there's a fighting spirit among the people that are middle-aged and up. I'm very concerned with middle-aged and down because, honestly, that's the majority of the left's voting base.
Yes.
Our kids. Why do you think they want to drop voting ages to like 16? Oh. Because they want the vote of the idiot. What does a 16-year-old kid know about anything? Nothing. Most of them can't cook their own dinner. Okay? Most of them don't drive worth a damn. So what's the point? Because they're easily led. Why do you think they want all these freaking migrants in here? Because it's an assured vote. There's very few people coming across that border down south. They're going to run in and vote GOP. Believe me. They're Democrats. They're Democrats being created. They think that this is the land of milk and honey and that Joe Biden is Jesus Christ himself. You see what I'm saying? They buy their votes. They're buying their votes. And now they're saying, even in Canada, they were talking about dropping the voting age to 16. That's insane. That is insane. 16-year-old kid doesn't know anything. I remember I was 16. I thought I knew everything. Turned out I didn't know jack.
Yep. You and me. Yep.
You got it. You know, and I don't know. I'm very concerned with this Alex Jones verdict. That makes me sick.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you more about
that. Yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay, before you do it, let me take care of some business here, my friend. Again, folks, you're listening to Randy Taylor. Randy, write him, okay? RandyTaylor@HagmanReport.com. Now, he's going to be on assignment for the next, I think, 10 days, but that's okay. He'll be checking his email and such, but so he's going to be kind of out of pocket for the next, I think, week or 10 days or roughly thereabouts. So having said that, one thing that I want to tell everyone, when I find something that benefits me, like earlier today about NuPro, when I find something that works for me and I find it's a good product or a good service, I want to tell everyone I know. And that's the way with lightstream.com/Hagman. I'm going to tell you something right now. Biden said, if you can believe this, 0% inflation in July. Look, this is not a political read here. things are getting tight. You need to save as much money as you can as summer comes to a close and as food prices go up and as energy prices go up. People are looking to save money. This is where Lightstream, my good friends at Lightstream, come in handy. Lightstream.com/Hagman. Have you ever looked at your credit card statements? Have you been seeing what you've been paying out in interest rates? I'm telling you, you could have a coronary, like my friend Randy Taylor had a couple of years ago, looking at those credit card statements. But you can actually roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate. Now, here's how to do it. Lower your interest rate and save with a credit card consolidation loan from my friends at Lightstream. Rates start at 5.73% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. The rate's fixed. It's never going to go up over the life of the loan. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are absolutely no fees. And you can even get the money as soon as the same day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. So just for you, my listeners and viewers, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this is to go to lightstream.com/Hagman. I'm going to spell this out for you. It's that important. It is LightStream, that's lightstream.com/Hagman, two N's at the end of Hagman. That's H-A-G-M-A-N-N. This is subject to credit approval. Rates range from 5.73% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers a subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Hagman for more information. And as I always say, you'll thank me later. You'll be glad you did this, and you'll thank me later. That's lightstream.com/Hagman. But yeah, let's talk about Randy Taylor. Since we really were on last, this Alex Jones verdict. And by the way, they don't have his cell phone. Just want to tell you that. But this Alex Jones verdict. What a bunch of horse pucky that's taking place here. But the fact that they went after him with the vim and vigor and the timing of him, the trial, President Trump, all of this is starting to make me think there's no coincidence here. What are your thoughts on this? Because we really haven't talked after the
verdict. They are one by one hunting down and destroying anyone that opposes them. The left is. Alex Jones, and this is to my knowledge, when people say that he said that there was no Sandy Hook, I'd never once heard him actually say that.
Nor have I.
I heard him reiterate what listeners were saying, what other people were saying, what people on the street were saying. At the end of the day, the man's still entitled to his opinion. And at the end of the day, please explain little things like crisis actors. Okay. When people can, when you can show me the same person at a couple different events, I have questions. I have questions. And since when can a man, and it's just like when we said, you know what? We never went to the moon. Okay. That's your opinion. If he said there was no Sandy Hook, that's his opinion. He didn't say it. But what happened? And for the media to blast, I sent you a couple of headlines earlier. The media is talking about, you know, dishonesty and lies. Here, Alex Jones' verdict and the future of misinformation. With ABC News at the top. Are you kidding me? They're right in there with CNN and MSNBC peddling crap all day long. And they have the nerve to say that someone provided misinformation? Are you kidding me? There's no such thing as media anymore. It's gone. They're all lying. You get lies. I could flip on the TV right now, and I guarantee within 20 minutes, somebody's going to tell me a lie, a bold-faced lie. I guarantee it, because that's what they do now. What happened to when news was just delivered to you without the opinion? I remember Walter Cronkite when I was a kid growing up. He just threw the news out there and walked away. Now everything has a spin and a twist, and there's a panel, and we have to talk about it. And the misinformation that gets peddled, they have no right to badmouth Alex Jones. Not a single outlet that I've seen write an article about Alex Jones has any moral right to chastise him or publicly shame him. None. They all lie. And suddenly Alex Jones is the liar. That man has provided more light on more subjects. He was like Donald Trump in that aspect. He exposes stuff. As you know what? And he's entitled to his opinion. I don't see, and I put myself in the role of maybe one of my kids was killed at Sandy Hook. And I sat there and I thought about that. And I thought, all right, so Alex Jones says it didn't happen. We know it happened. I have a dead child or whatever. That's that. He's still entitled to his opinion. That's it.
Or let me ask this, because I've had family members killed, murdered.
Yes.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Wouldn't you, as a parent, like to know if there were inconsistencies in the government story?
Absolutely.
I'd want to know. It could be,
in my place, in your place, Doug, the government would be the first ones we distrusted.
Exactly. Exactly. You're right.
They don't have a resume for trust. They don't have one. Tell me, anybody, you tell me how the U.S. government has earned your trust in the last 3 years. Give me one example. Tell me something cool they did for you, the American voter. Shoot me an email. Tell me something great the government's done.
Well, they passed the Reduction Act that put 87,000. Oh, wait a minute. That's not for. Oh, that is for us, but not exactly for us.
Well, and then you have to look at the targeting of that. The 87,000, they're going to go after small business and the middle class.
Oh, yes.
That's the one. And you know, to put it in perspective, I saw a picture of a stadium today with a capacity of 86,000.
Interesting.
That stadium couldn't even house all the new IRS agents. Think about 87,000 agents. And no one has still explained to me why all the weapons and bullets that have been purchased by the Internal Revenue Service. Things are going to get crazy, people.
I went over this yesterday. Do you know that the IRS, just so you know, the IRS, the Criminal Investigation Division, have 5 million rounds of ammunition on hand. Okay. 5 million rounds. That's a half a billion rounds. It's just, as I said yesterday, it's only about 100,000 more rounds than we have here. FBI, stay out. Okay. I'm joking, of course. But they've got over 5,000 weapons. And this year they spent $700,000 more on ammunition.
That's what we know of. I honestly think they actually buy things through other agencies too.
Okay, so look at this. Look at this on your screen. This appeared in as a want ad for the IRS, basically online want ad. Okay, major duties: adhere to the highest standards of conduct, especially in maintaining honesty and integrity. Okay, Lois Lerner. Yeah, okay. Work a minimum of 50 hours per week, which may include irregular hours. Okay, that's fine. Scroll down one more, couple more. Okay, look at this. Maintain a level of fitness necessary to effectively respond to life-threatening situations on the job. And look at the next one. Carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. Yeah, I'm from the government. I'm here to help you.
Anytime the government says they're here to help, you better start double checking.
Yeah.
But through history, what has the government ever done for us? Anytime they come up, it's something negative. It's something wrong.
Well, exactly.
87,000 agents. Stop and think about that. Just break that up over 50 states. How many is that per state? I mean, this is nuts. What do you?
It's crazy.
How much money? How much money do they honestly think that they're going to be able to scam out of middle America? We don't have any money.
But they said, no, we're only going to go after the people making more than $400,000.
That's a bold-faced lie.
That's 1.8% of the population.
It's a bold-faced lie. You know, we've been down this road before over FBI agents, or IRS agents. This is a recipe for disaster.
No,
this really is a recipe for disaster. There's going to be, I'll tell you right, most people don't like the IRS to begin with. They should just shut the thing down to a flat tax across the country, be done with it. Everybody pays whatever that business pays. This is it. And personal pays. This is it. That's the end of the story. We don't eliminate everything else, flat tax it. And if you flat taxed it and you taxed everybody, including corporations, okay, we would actually be paying much less in taxes. Seriously, I played around with this years ago, and I saw where we could actually, you could probably get the standard tax rate, my personal opinion, below 16%. That's just my personal opinion. Because think about it, if corporations had to give up more money, and billionaires, now if you make $10 billion, guess what? You should be paying percentage-wise the same thing that I'm paying. You just have more.
Percentage-wise. Yeah, okay. I'm okay with that.
That's the only fair way to do it. And I wouldn't need 87,000 agents. In fact, you know what? People would actually start liking the IRS if you did it the right way. Now, I often wondered why Bin Laden didn't crash into an IRS building, you know, with the planes. He'd have been an American hero.
Yeah,
I always looked at that and said, "An idiot." I didn't prep him very good. if he had leveled all the there's two or three IRS buildings on 9/11, people would be looking at him a whole lot different.
Yeah, sadly, that's true. Although I'm sure what he destroyed or what was destroyed on 9/11.
And let me ask you a question with Alex. So there's a question I have for Alex. All along, they have never once has anyone in mainstream media ever referred to him as a journalist or a reporter. He's a conspiracy theorist, according to them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if he's a conspiracy theorist, then why were you surprised that he said anything about Sandy Hook?
That's an interesting take as well.
Okay, so knowing the man is like, you say Alex Jones to anybody on the street that actually knows Alex Jones or heard of him,
right?
They're going to tell you exactly what he's known for.
Right.
Exposing things. But mainstream media and this godforsaken government that we have would refer to him as a conspiracy theorist. Well, if you know he's a conspiracy theorist, okay, then why wouldn't you expect him to be talking about conspiracies? And what good, honestly, does lodging a judgment that could never be paid, what did you accomplish? What did you accomplish? There's no way you're going to squeeze $49 million out of the guy.
No, and I wrote an article.
It's ridiculous.
No. According to the plaintiff's attorney, here's their goal. What this is heading towards is there is going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy state. Okay. So I've never seen anything like this trial before, having been in so many courtrooms where somebody, the defendant in a civil case has said, okay, you defaulted, therefore you are liable or guilty, the equivalent. In a criminal trial, you're not allowed to profess your innocence because I've already declared you liable or guilty. You're not allowed to cite the First Amendment because I decided that doesn't apply here in defamation. And you are not allowed to defend yourself. Those are the rules. This is one of four, actually one of three cases that he's going to be involved in. So when they get done with him, they're coming after you and me. And they already said they're coming after us. They already said they're going after other. I'm not going to that people can name their platforms if they want, but
Don't things like that is stupid. That's like the loan shark killing the guy that owes him money. Stupid.
But
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I look at Alex Jones, and if they all converge on his possessions, it's a fire sale.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Because by the time you get done with something like that, you're lucky if you're seeing 3 or 4% of what anything's value is. I mean, that's just how it is. That's how fire sales work. And the whole thing, and I still think it's a First Amendment issue. It needs to end up at a higher court.
Do you think it'll ever get there?
And some, you know what? Alex is a fighter. I've never met the man. In fact, one day when you have him on, I would love to be on with you guys.
Yeah,
I've always wanted to meet the man. Just talk to him. My heart goes out to him because we owe him a debt of gratitude.
Absolutely, we do.
We actually do. You call him what you want, say what you want. It's just like Donald Trump. We owe him a debt of gratitude because they have exposed so much. He exposed Obama. We were already working on Obama and exposing him. Alex, just like us, he was right on Obama. And he put out some great films.
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
These were fantastic productions. And that forever lodged him right in the political butt crack of the left. Okay. Because he's been a pain in the butt for him ever since. And you want to know why he's a pain in the butt? Not because he's crazy, not because he's a conspiracy theorist, but because he exposes and he asks for explanations. Listen to the guy.
Yeah.
He wants to know. He has a right to know. That's what journalists used to do instead of just read a script.
And you know what happened to him after this suit? When the shooting in Uvalde happened, okay, and there was that 77-minute delay of police going and actually engaging this shooter, he was afraid to even bring that up, mm-hmm. You know. So,
but what's the difference between him saying something and what Al Gore said?
There you go,
about the Uvalde police,
right?
What Al Gore said, you would think would have brought a lawsuit.
Okay, and I agree. And for those people who don't know, you can look it up. But very, very indictful of the Uvalde police.
Yes, sir. Well, yeah. It was bad. He was like cowards. I mean, he was, what he said that day in that interview, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
And I figured he would get taken to task, but of course not. And you have to question. I don't care who you are. You have to question the timing of things. I have questions about Donald Trump's ex-wife falling down the stairs.
You know, I was going to ask you about that.
I have someone that I care about that's brought that up many times and asked me several times what I think. And I said, well, unfortunately, the way things are in this country, nothing's off the table. That could have been a warning to Mr. Trump, because here it is, what, 2-3 weeks later, they're raiding his home. He wasn't even present.
Okay, and about that, I got to get your take on this. I don't want to run out of time. Page 4 in today's show notes, folks. Undercover mole inside Mar-a-Lago. I don't know whether you saw this or not. Okay, this is kind of, to me, an interesting take. This appeared in Newsweek, of all places. The raid on Mar-a-Lago was based largely on information from an FBI confidential human source. One who was able to identify what classified documents President Trump was still hiding, and even the location of those documents.
Yeah. There's way more going on here than meets the eye, and I'm serious about his ex-wife. That needs to be looked into.
And, okay, so let's just the ex-wife situation. All right, now look. Anyone who's got an ex-wife and have as children with that person, you have a relationship there. You have to maintain a relationship in general, unless they're Looney Tunes or whatever.
Even then, you still have to maintain a relationship with them. You just have to calculate the Looney Tune factor.
That's true. But You're exactly right. In the fall, if you notice, the report, when she fell down the stairs and she was found lying at the bottom of the stairs, there was multiple trauma on her upper torso. Multiple areas.
Not consistent with a normal stair fall.
You know,
I would look into it because things that are going on right now, you know, in the beginning of the show, you asked me, am I surprised?
No. Yeah.
No, I'm not. Everything is on the table now. And nothing is off the table, meaning, you know, Doug, you go to the store tonight and somebody walk up behind you and put one in the back of your head. And first thing I'm going to suspect, I'm not going to suspect a robber. I'm going to suspect the U.S. government.
Oh, how I'm sad sorry, is that?
Because that, exactly what you just said, how sad is that? That is, it's horribly sad. You used to be, you would look forward to your day in court if you were innocent. If you were innocent, you couldn't wait to get to court to prove your innocence. Now you're terrified, even if you're 100% innocent. They're so good at framing up people.
Plus,
and creating yes. circumstances that don't even exist.
And the process to get there is the punishment, is part of yes. the punishment. You are yes. absolutely
yes.
right.
Yes. Look at all these people, our brethren, that are sitting in jail still from January 6th. That's ridiculous. There shouldn't be a single person sitting in jail, and every one of them should have been ROR'd out of there.
Amen.
Every one of them. You've already got their name. You know where they hang out. We know they listen to the Hagman Report because that's what all bad guys do. So,
that's on page 13 of that document.
I know. 12, I think it was 11, 12, and 13.
Yeah, probably.
You know what? But we're in good company because we're in company with like Tucker Carlson, people like that. Why? Because you speak the truth. And I don't care. You can come to my house and threaten me. I don't care. I'm going to tell the truth. Truth will always prevail. And I firmly believe that God is on our side. Who can defeat us if God is on our side? Please, Christians, who can defeat us? No one can. No one can. We could take them to task. You don't know. God could send 10,000 angels to help us. You don't know. All I know is sitting around being a complacent Christian isn't working. It's not working. And please don't tell me about, well, these are the end times and this is just fate. And that's the way it's going to be. No.
No,
as long as there's a fighting chance. Complacency is what got us where we're at. And complacency, there was complacency in the last election. I don't care what you say.
Oh, yeah, there was.
We know there was yep. because people were banking on all the Trump supporters taking care of it. All said, it's going to be a landslide. You made a big mistake that day, and look at all the trouble you've caused. Look at all the trouble you have contributed to by not voting. People, if you're going to get anything else out of today, one, the government hates your guts. They're coming for you.
Yep.
They're coming for you. They're coming for me. We have got to do something. Okay? And this, all you people, is just civil war. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. I don't want to see U.S. citizens laying in the street dead. I don't want to see that. Your beef's with the government. Stop and think about that. A civil war is people against people.
Right.
This is not a civil war. Okay. No war is civil. Civil is only used to describe the population. Okay. This is a war with the government.
This would be a revolution 2.0 scenario, I believe.
Thank you. That's a much better description than civil war. Yeah. And you people are crying for civil war. You don't know what you're talking about, and you are an ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's a last resort.
Yeah,
that's a last resort. You know not of what you speak.
You know, when people don't realize, I think, when they talk about civil wars, the 21st century civil wars involve gangs of thugs raping wives, raping daughters, you know, stealing stuff, killing, you know, without any kind of compunction whatsoever. It was kind of like San Francisco on a normal day, or Chicago. But actually worse. Okay. And that's the kind of thing that, man, no one wants that. No one had,
No. We need to appeal to the other side as far as, okay, exposing what we're seeing, making sure they understand exactly what happened. That's the thing. This whole Donald Trump raid. Okay. Every conservative show that's out here like us needs to be talking about that. We need to talk about that because it was wrong. Okay. That's it. End of story. It was wrong. It was done wrong. It's like when they arrested Roger Stone. You got SWAT team outside and the guy comes out in his jammies. I mean, come on. Really? It's like arresting him, my father-in-law or something. That's nuts. Yeah, you're absolutely out of your tree. But that's the course we're going. In Russia, in communist China, in Venezuela, all these places that are communist. Okay. Don't you think this is how it started? Don't you think that Stalin had people murdered? Don't you think he had a Russian audit done? Anything they can do to harass you, they're going to do. And then the last stop is, we can't manipulate this person, so we're going to kill him.
Do you think Donald Trump's in danger?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do. They're that desperate. Absolutely. I absolutely believe he's in danger. Yes. Yes. And I think the secret, that's what I said. I wouldn't, if that was my detail, there wouldn't be anybody getting around the man or his properties if I was Secret Service. Plain and simple.
I'm telling you. I agree.
Your job is to protect that man and protect his family. Where were they, you know, when the ex-wife went down the stairs? Something's going on.
Yeah, I've got some questions about them.
And you notice it was just brushed right over. Yeah. Oh, like, oh, yeah, she fell down the steps and that's that. Okay. And today the gas price is.
I mean, accidents happen.
People quit getting excited. Yeah, quit getting excited about the gas price came down. The gas price should have never went up. Okay. People are like, hey, man, we're below $6 a gallon.
Oh, boy.
Really? Ooh, well, happy day. Why is it there to begin with? When you control the food, you control the supplies. I'm telling you, you control the people. Yep. They've already gone after the medical system.
Yep.
Okay. You see what they're doing with fuel and just your daily expenses. When they tell you that rate was at 9% this morning, just under 9%, you need to stop and think about that. Okay. And that's not 9% since 1920. Okay. That's 9% since this time last year.
Yeah.
And those are just on a few choice items that they describe. They won't even throw the really expensive items up on the screen that you're being currently gouged with. This is nuts. It is nuts. It's getting to where people literally, just like the commercials, have to decide between medicine and putting food on the table.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden isn't going to solve anything. Joe Biden is a senile loser. That is nothing but a face for a defunct party that is falling apart. And if we strike now in November, we can take these clowns down. They're in such disarray right now. You've got the hard left, the squad. I mean, Biden, have you noticed you're not hearing any Ilhan Omars? You're not hearing anything.
Well, once in a while, but not much. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're being suppressed by the middle left.
Yep, they are.
That's what they're being suppressed by, because they're actually going against things that Biden have said.
Yep.
And they've been against it. And Biden's actually saying some things that are pissing those little girls off.
Because he's not as dramatic or drastic as they are. We got only a minute left. I can't believe how quickly time flies.
It always does, though, when we're doing this. That's what makes it fun, my friend.
When are you going to be available again? Because I want to have you back, and we're
doing stuff. I might do one on the road trip. You never know.
I might do one.
We'll work that out. Though, absolutely. Right. And we want to. We really need to focus on what's coming up in November.
Yep.
Okay. But there's some things we definitely need to look at, people, and everybody can have a part in this.
Yep.
Okay. Just stop and think if let's just say we know there's 80 million Democrat voters.
Well,
let's just say that we have 140 or 150 million conservative voters. It's going to be hard to beat that, even with cheating.
Even with cheating against their algorithms. You're right. All right, my friend, God bless you. Thank you so much for your patience and your putting up with my schedule problems. All right, brother. Take care. Talk to you soon. Folks, that'll do it for us. Have a great night. God bless you. And pray. Good night.